Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Wyoming Cowboy football again as they're wrapping up nearing the end of week four of spring football practices. We've got linebacker DJ May joining us here on the program. DJ, it's always good to have you on. How are you doing today, man?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Doing all right. So you've got, you're practicing today, one more on Saturday, and then you get to your final week of spring football practice. What is your opinion of spring football practice now that this is your fourth, fifth spring football practice over there in Laramie?
Yeah, it's about my fourth. Okay. Fifth one, yeah, redshirt, so I guess, yeah, it is my fifth. It's going pretty well. You know, we had a different kind of schedule this time around, you know, going 3 days a week and for 5 weeks instead of 4 days a week. So it's a little bit more relaxed. You know, we get the break in between, more time to watch some film, you know, hit the weight room. So it's overall, I think it's been going pretty good.
So you like this setup a little bit better than what happened last year? Maybe a little more time in between to heal up or rest up a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Okay. I think a lot of guys will say the same as well.
Over in Cheyenne on Saturday, you didn't participate. You were there, didn't participate. Everything going good now for you, though? Are you back to participating fully with the team?
Yeah, everything's going good. I'm doing, not fully, but I'm doing some stuff. Probably doing a little bit more things today. I'm just getting over this little ankle injury. That's all. It's nothing major.
Well, and unfortunately, you've had some injuries that have kind of derailed you some throughout your career in Laramie. As you look back at what you've been through, you know, starting at running back, the injuries, moving to linebacker, new coaches and all that, what really sticks out in your mind? What has this been like for you as you head to your senior year here?
It's been up and down, just like you said, playing running back and, you know, first 10 to peg, going into my sophomore year, you know, feeling confident about the season and then having to redshirt that whole year. And then getting the coaching change and then going through all that, having a good spring ball and all that, starting off the season pretty well, then tearing the ACL, having to sit out for the rest of that season and then making the switch last year and playing linebacker. It's been up and down, but, you know, I've grown from everything. I'm just blessed to be able to still be playing and, you know, to have gained so much knowledge now playing running back and linebacker and, you know, being able to fight through the adversity of the injuries, it all just, you know, kind of just builds on you. And I feel like it's made me a better person and a better player.
What would it mean to you to play a full season, 12 games, and at a bowl game, if you guys should get there, but to play a full season, injury-free, and wrap it up like that in Laramie?
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great. The best thing would be, man, to you know, finish out with some hardware. You know, we're chasing the Mountain West Championship and we're chasing the bowl game. So hopefully, you know, this could be the year we could do it. You know, we had a lot of young guys last year, but, you know, I always say we got everyone coming back. We have that whole year under our belt and, you know, we're hungry. So I believe in the whole team. You know, everyone's been getting bigger, faster, stronger. Everyone's showing, you know, more knowledge, being able to play faster, just knowing their assignments more. So, you know, I'm really confident going into this next season. We still got a lot of work to go. Mm-hmm. You know, we still got the rest of the spring ball. Still got the summer conditioning. Still got fall camp. But, you know, by the time season comes around, you know, I think we'll be feeling really confident in our abilities.
You've brought up the word knowledge a couple times now, how you yourself playing, you know, both offense and defense, more knowledge of the positions of the game. And then you mentioned it as a unit with the defense. In particular for you, when you say more knowledge, what do you mean by that? What have you learned about not only yourself, but, you know, playing both positions and learning about this game?
Well, first, you know, just playing running back, it's a little easier. You know, it's just, okay, this is where the play is going. And from there, you know, it's just, you know, you got to learn your blocking schemes a little bit. But then it's like, I was struggling just reading safety rotation, you know, finding out where blitzes are coming from. That stuff was so confusing to me. And then I got into some special team stuff and, you know, started learning that. And then making the switch to defense, it's like, man, I understand defense now. That was my downfall before. I never understood defense going back to even high school. That's why I didn't really play defense that much. It just never really clicked. But now, having a whole year under my belt, like, it makes sense, you know. So I understand defenses, I understand offense, I understand special teams, and just all of that, it just makes me a more complete player.
What was it like last year, your first year as a linebacker, Was there, I mean, how big of a learning curve was it? And would you say when you were on the field, it was more instinct you were playing with rather than, you know, yeah, you knew what you needed to do, but it was so new to you, it was still difficult. How would you classify how that was last year?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm a more instinctive player. You know, I just need some guidance. Like last year, it was just, okay, every week, you know, because I didn't have the chance to play spring ball, so it was just started in fall camp, came right off the knee injury, and then it was like, okay, let's learn it. So I just, you know, each week I was just learning something new, learning a new defense for the new team we were playing, and then just trying to remember everything else that we went over, and it was just trying to be able just to remember the plays quick enough to be able to, like, okay, you know, this is what I got to do, and then from there just sprint to the ball, just go make a play. As the season went on, you know, I started to get more familiar with things, started feeling more comfortable, and was able to, you know, play a little bit faster. But really, it was just, you know, just go off the instinct. Sometimes I'll do the wrong thing, but I'm going 100 miles per hour, so fortunately, I'll be able to make a play. You know, I could get away with that. But you know, if you want to be great, you got to be able to understand things in and out, and then be able to play fast off of that. So that's where I'm at right now.
Wyoming's DJ May joining us here in the Sports Zone. DJ, some may say last year that you guys were undersized at the linebacker position, maybe undersized at a lot of positions.
Yeah.
How has that changed this year, in particular at your spot or across the board in the linebacker spot or in the back seven? Are you noticing a big change there, and do you feel that people will say that about you guys again this year?
I mean, I don't think most people realize that our whole back seven last year pretty much was first-year guys, you know, besides Lucas, you know, who played Will before that, and they put in the mic. You know, it was Eric Nazacha's first time. It was my first year. It was, you know, Dewey's first year. It was Marcus's first year. You know, it was a lot of guys. It was Noodle's first year. It was, you know, it was a lot of guys' first year playing defense, and then Rob Priester played like half the year before that he got hurt. So it was a whole new defense, a whole set of young guys. And each game, you know, we just had to grow together, learn how to play together, you know. And we had some good things out there, but we also had some mistakes, and those mistakes cost us the game. You know, on defense, you don't have the luxury of messing up and still being able to have another chance. Like, you could play 80 plays perfectly, but then you mess up on four plays, man, that could be some points right there. That's 20-some points. You know, 28 points right there off of those four plays. So we made some mistakes, but, you know, we definitely have grown from that, you know, from the whole season, from this off season, and guys are getting bigger. You know, you look at Lucas, he was playing like 210 last year, and now he's weighing in 225, around 230. And Eric's the same way. Eric's up there too, about 225, 230. I'm weighing in right now 219 yesterday, and I was playing at like 205 last year, you know, 204. And then you just see Dewey too. Dewey's up there in the 200. Everyone's just getting bigger, you know, and everyone's feeling more comfortable as well. So, you know, that's always a positive.
I'll leave you with this, DJ. You know, is it better? You mentioned a lot of first-year players on the defense, and even though you've been in the program for a while, you were a first-year player on the defensive side of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Better to learn on the job, so to speak, rather than sitting back and being on the sideline and learning that way? What do you think?
Well, I mean, I've had to do both. Mm-hmm. You know, like I said, when I had redshirted my sophomore year, I had to learn from that aspect, from, you know, on the sideline watching and trying to become a better running back. And I feel like doing that and then going into that next spring ball, I felt like a lot more confident and comfortable at the running back spot for my freshman year. And then, I had to spring ball. When I made the switch, I had to spring ball to sit back. I couldn't play, but I had to sit back and watch the defense. And that's when I started kind of, you know, understanding what was going on, understanding the linebacker nickel position, and then watching the film, you know, going through it with that mentally. And then in fall camp, it was like, okay, going through it mentally again, but now it's, okay, now I'm out here actually playing. And it felt, you know, felt a little weird, a little awkward.
Mm-hmm.
And then had to get those first couple games under my belt to really start feeling comfortable, and then played the whole season. And then now it's like, okay, now I get this spring ball to go over the playbook again, you know, and then to get these physical reps again. So it's like I keep going over it and going over it, you know. Eventually you have no choice but to understand and learn the whole defense, you know, and feel really comfortable with it.
Good stuff. Hey, DJ, it was a pleasure talking with you. Have fun. You got, what, 5 more practices left of spring ball, and then you get some off-season workouts. We appreciate the time, and we'll talk soon. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.